Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Robert Schumann, music for cello with both piano and orchestra, and once again featuring the outstanding German cellist Gabriel Schwabe. What you just heard was the very opening of Schumann's Concerto in A Minor for cello and orchestra, and here's a bit more of it. Robert Schumann was born in 1810, the son of a bookseller, publisher, and writer, and young Robert showed an early interest in literature. He later made a name for himself as a writer and editor of the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik, a journal launched in 1834. But today he's best known as a composer. Although he was a pianist, he seemed to particularly enjoy the lyrical voice of the cello and wrote especially beautifully for it. Here's a bit of the slow middle section of that concerto, which shows to the fullest effect the lyrical voices of both Robert Schumann and the soloist, cellist Gabriel Schwabe. . 1849 was a particularly productive year for Robert Schumann. In fact, four of the six pieces on this album were composed in just that year, and the concerto was written 1 year later in 1850. One of the pieces that was written in 1849 was the Adagio and Allegro, which he composed in 1 week along with his three fantasy Stücke, which you'll hear later in this podcast. Schumann said the Adagio and Allegro could be played on either French horn or cello. Now, as a former French horn player, my bias should be towards hearing it on that instrument, but my heavens, when it's played by Gabriel Schwabe on the cello, it's hard to imagine anything more beautiful. Here's the opening of the Adagio. That was from the Adagio part of Adagio and Allegro with cellist Gabriel Schwabe and pianist Nicholas Römer. Here they are again with the second of the three Fantasiestücke, or fantasy pieces, that Schumann composed the same week that he wrote Adagio and Allegro. Thank you. During that very busy year of 1849, Robert Schumann also wrote three romances for oboe and piano as a Christmas present for his wife Clara, who was also a fine composer and apparently an absolutely wonderful pianist. These simple pieces show Robert Schumann's gift for melody at its best, so although they were written for oboe, it's small wonder that many other musicians have decided to play them on their own instruments. I've heard them on viola, French horn, and now on cello in Gabriel Schwabe's own transcription. Here is the second romance. Although the years 1849 and 1850 were very productive, the clouds of mental illness were already gathering on Schumann's horizon. As early as 1833, he'd suffered from occasional but severe episodes of depression, and in 1854, he attempted suicide, but was rescued, after which he was admitted to a mental asylum at his own request. He spent the last 2 years of his life there without ever recovering, and for most of this confinement, he was not allowed to see his wife, Clara. 2 days before his death, she was finally allowed to see him, and apparently he recognized her, but by this time he was barely able to speak. One can debate the quality of care he may have received in a 19th century mental asylum, but what's beyond dispute is that Robert Schumann left a treasure trove of wonderful music that enchants people to this day. Here is one of his five pieces in folk style. Thank you. You have been listening to music for cello by Robert Schumann, with cellist Gabriel Schwabe accompanied by pianist Nicholas Rimmer, or in the case of the cello concerto, by the Royal Northern Sinfonia, conducted by Lars Vogt. All on a brand new album, Naxos catalog number 8.573786. To go out, here's the ending of the cello concerto in A minor. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. The people.